just want to get my kicks. Brian Himes, Dead Air Dennis Band. Woo, let's go.
Live from Lexington.
14.
14. Already? Yeah. Is it week 14?
13 weeks down.
We're getting closer to the end of where I have to see you guys for an hour a week.
But
I can't wait.
But the intensity and the mystery.
Why are you looking?
Of the
poor
season.
Beer man looks at me like, how dare you say something?
I worked so hard to get here as early as I possibly can.
I've been here since
because
1 o'clock.
I look forward to this hour.
I like it when mom and dad fight. Dead Air Dennis in for Beer Man and Brad Taylor and week 14 in the NFL.
You're in for me?
Well, you know, I'm informing you and I'm in for you.
You want to switch seats?
No.
You don't want to sit closer to me?
Not at all.
Oh, well, why would you say something
like that? I like it over here.
Oh.
Guys ready for a week of bad weather and bad quarterbacks?
You know who else sits over there?
Who?
Alan Cutler.
I love Alan Cutler. He's on my show every day. Classic Rock 92.1. Live from Lexington, here we go with the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast, fellas.
Wait, time out.
Oh, you want to call? You're throwing the flag already?
Yes.
All right.
Why is he on your show every day? I never get to be on your show.
You can be on my show if you want.
But you know,
but you're on Beer Man's show. You're on the midday show.
Yeah, but I'm on like once a week.
That's true. And
twice a week.
Only six people are listening, so there's that.
Oh, stop.
My numbers have gone down since I added him.
Are you guys ready for Mitch Trubisky versus Bailey Zappi?
Are you guys ready for this being my last audio recording?
Are you guys ready for C.J. Beathard against Joe Flacco?
He doesn't want to talk about anything. He just wants to get the bleep out of here, doesn't he?
Josh Dobbs versus Aiden O'Connell.
What has happened in the NFL?
Gardner Minshew against Jake Browning.
You're squashing the headline. I'm having surgery tomorrow.
Bryce Young versus Jameis Winston.
Do you not care that I could not be here next week?
Trevor Siemian versus...
Are you going under anesthesia?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about how...
I'm having a surgery tomorrow.
Okay, can we move on now?
Well, I mean, you guys are acting like, oh, it's not a big deal. Yeah.
Is it a breast reduction?
No, but that's... if I ever get back into the healthcare field, I'm going to be a breast reduction consultation doctor.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
So glad this came up during our podcast this week because I really wanted to talk about how we did last week in the
Recap.
NFL. Recap, Beer Man.
Yeah, Beer Man.
Come on, Beer Man. Recap spelled backwards is Pacer. And a Pacer was the first car that I had. American Motors Corporation.
AMC.
Thank you.
Dennis had a solid week, made some money, 7-5-1.
Good job.
Nice
Thanks.
Job.
That's good.
You could say I was due.
Brad didn't make money, didn't lose money. 6-6-1, lost the VIG.
That's all right.
And your boy is back, Beer Man, at 9-3-1.
Did you really do 9?
9-3-1.
Yeah, this show, last week.
Yep.
This is based on the Wednesday, the middle of the week picks. Okay.
Yep.
How did you do on Saturday, on Sunday when you actually placed the bets?
Not as good.
Make all your bets on Wednesday and don't watch anything until next Monday.
I missed the Jacksonville-Cincinnati game. I missed the Jets and I missed Denver.
I believe everybody missed the Jacksonville-Cincinnati game.
No, Brad took Cincinnati. We all missed Denver. And you got Atlanta. Brad and I took the Jets.
Denver almost covered that game. You know, they were down.
They were in the red zone and then couldn't pull it off.
Hey, by the way, before we get started real quick, Okay, but
go ahead.
First of all, I am having surgery tomorrow. Second of all, did you hear the fanboy parlay is done? It's over with. They don't do it anymore. You know why?
They lost everybody money.
Yeah, but they gained money because the app that they were working for and still are sponsored and paid for their trip all around the football world. They went to the Packers game last Sunday night. They're in Chicago this week. DraftKings paid for the whole thing.
That's how happy DraftKings is to take everybody's money.
When you get 6,000-7,000
I would
sheep
be
a week,
pissed. If I played that parlay every week and then I knew that somebody took my money and...
They were taking pictures from Lambeau Field.
Is that how you found out about this?
I saw it all over social media.
Mm.
They were like, paid for by DraftKings. Not sponsored, paid for by DraftKings. They're taking pictures all over. You know, they're in Chicago. They're all over the place.
Are we jealous?
A little bit.
But it's more, like I said, you can't knock their hustle as much as you could just look at those sheep and say... You poor, pathetic souls.
Don't,
What did they have? Eight?
Eight weeks of parlays?
7 weeks of parlays.
7 weeks of parlays. So we figured if it was $6,005 minimum, that was $30,000 a week. So 7 weeks at $30,000 a week, yeah. $210,000 that DraftKings made.
Booyah!
Why can't we have a contract that pays for us to go to a trip to?
Because we have integrity instead.
Starbucks.
We don't get to go anywhere.
You're with FanDuel. I'm with DraftKings. They're sending me to New York City on New Year's Eve.
Oh, I didn't tell you.
Oh, they are they?
I didn't tell you what FanDuel was doing for me.
What are they doing for you, Dennis? What are they doing for you?
It's a bad time to bring it up, so never mind.
No. I'm going to die tomorrow anyway. Just go ahead and tell me now.
Yeah, Brad's having surgery. Nothing. I'm just making it up.
They paid my entrance to the LM Communications Christmas party.
Wow.
I'm not bragging, but yeah, they got that. They picked that up for me.
They're paying for my parking tomorrow.
Let's get to the games.
Nice. Bravo.
Thursday night football.
Woo.
They still doing that?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, not really.
By the way, there's two Monday games this week.
What?
Both at the same time. We'll get to that later. Ooh. Yeah. Pelling and Rich.
It's it's debatable whether Thursday night football is actually Thursday night football this week.
Al Michaels is not having a good time anymore. Brad. Not only is he getting old, but he's just not happy with these games and how lousy they are.
I love Al Michaels.
I used to love Al.
What happened? You broke up with
him? He's just getting up there in years. He's not as sharp as he used to be.
He's still wonderful, though.
He is still
and
wonderful.
That voice is so good.
He used to always give gambling references.
Yeah.
Like 30 years ago, he'd give gambling references.
I like his sneaky little mention.
Underwhelming performance.
Well, that touchdown is going to disappoint some people out in Las Vegas.
Next game.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, really.
Yeah, but what are you going to do?
Can we just skip the Thursday game? Can we just not even talk about it? Because I'll tell you this. We shouldn't even bet it.
I'm betting it.
Don't bet the game.
I'm betting it. I'll tell you exactly how I'm betting it.
How are you going to do it?
I don't even know what the game is.
Bailey Zappi. It's Zappi hour. Back again.
We got our Western Kentucky quarterback.
Yes.
Now.
There you go.
New England in Pittsburgh.
New England in Pittsburgh. Mitchell Trubisky. Line? Pittsburgh. A 6-point favorite.
Oh, my God.
With a total of 30. Only 30.
30 is the over-under.
30 is the under. Since the beer man had a good week, he will get the honors.
So I'm going to give you my little stat here.
Here we go.
That's what she said.
Hey-o, it's a little stat.
The fewest points allowed since week 9. What is your guess as to which defense has allowed the fewest points since week 9?
New England Patriots.
26 points.
New England Patriots at 46. They are 0-4. Guess who's allowed the second least?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
No, the 49ers, who are 4-0. They've given up 49. The Dolphins in third at 3-1. Ravens in fourth at 3-1. Colts in fourth at 4-0.
But New England is
0-4. 0-4.
Haven't won a game and only given up 46 points in the last 4 weeks of play. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
It's only 26 in the last 3 weeks, so there you go. That's an even better stat if you want it. I'm taking New England, and I might take New England to win this game. Zeke Elliott might go off. Just feel like he might have a good game.
Beer man was starting this.
I don't care.
It's too late.
I care.
I got tired of waiting. I'm taking New England.
I don't blame you there. I thought I was pretty fascinated by that stat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking Pittsburgh. I think New England is tanking. I think they are purposely tanking.
I like the way you think, beer man.
You're telling me. The Los Angeles Chargers travel across the country, only score 6 points, and win a football game.
Yeah.
No. New England is tanking. Give me Pittsburgh in this game.
Is it impossible to take a total 30 and go under? Because that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm going under the total of 30 tomorrow.
That's the smart play.
And
I want to say the magic number is 36. Typically, if it's over 36, you should lean toward the over. If it's under 36, you should still lean toward the under.
I need to run the numbers on those because I can't. I do that all the time. I need to run that one. But I am going with you. Reverse line move. Public is on the Patriots. They look at it. Patriots, Belichick getting 6. 2-10 against the spread. They're due. I'm laying the points with Pittsburgh tomorrow. Give me Pittsburgh against the spread. And, lay in the 6. That's a crazy number.
And if you play props, take a defensive touchdown.
For which
either,
team?
Either team.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Next game.
But right now, New England is in the 2 spot for draft picks. You got
they'll be all right. I mean, there's plenty of quarterbacks. There's plenty of quarterbacks to take next year.
But they want elite again. And it may not be Belichick. It may be Kraft saying, don't you win another game the rest of the year. Your job's safe.
So if Mitch Trubisky throws a pass right into my arms and I'm playing for New England – and the goal line is 3 inches away, what am I going to do? Lay down and not take the touchdown?
No.
Right,
not
exactly.
I'm not saying that.
New England wins a game. Next game.
I'm saying,
what do you want to argue about this for?
Pittsburgh is the first and goal from the five. He's going to be like, let's play cover four right here instead of a goal line.
If both teams were smart, they would just take the ball, down it, three straight plays, and then punt it and let their defense try to score for them.
What the NBA does is they just throw out the worst players they have. When they're tanking, they keep their best players and their best lineups. They'll keep those on the bench, and they'll split up their lineups and just play their worst players. So they will still be playing to their best abilities, but it's just not as good as the other teams because they're bench players. In the NFL, I don't think you could do that.
I'm a little stunned that they went with Bailey Zappe, but I think
that's
done.
That's their way of tanking.
But Mac Jones was awful anyway.
Well, Bailey Zappe got goose egg last week. I think the Chargers.
I think we should talk about this game for another 7 minutes.
Next game. C.J. Beathard is now your starting quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Thanks to your Bengals. He's going to Cleveland to play Joe Flacco. There you go, folks. Beathard versus Flacco. Cleveland, a 3.5-point favorite. Another low total, 30.5 here, Dylan.
Despite that late interception that Joe Flacco flung down the field, I thought Flacco looked pretty good, actually. I think Cleveland might win this game. I'm taking the Browns.
I would be a little curious how sore Flacco is this week. After not playing for a while, finally playing in a full game, he's 38 years old.
He's fine. Look at me. I'm 39.
Let me tackle you 8 times and let me know how you feel tomorrow.
Oh, please do it. Please.
To me, this
please
is
go out to the streets and let's just play a little Nerf football, and I'll just throw him a Nerf ball and you can just light him up. Yeah.
I'll play football with you boys all day.
Tecmo Bowl. Anyway, go ahead.
This is an emotional game. They want to do it for Trevor. I'm kind of buying into that. I'm still nervous as to whether or not Jacksonville is going to win. But I think it's going to be close, so I'm going to take the Jags.
How nervous are you on a scale of 10?
3.
3?
This is the most ridiculous show in the history of football. The 3 people you're listening to, folks, are 3 of the most ridiculous people in the history of podcasts.
I couldn't agree more.
I'm taking the under here before I take anything, but I'm going to take Jacksonville getting 3.5. The hook will bring you back. Give me the 3.5 and C.J. Beathard.
Exactly what I said.
You didn't say the hook will bring you back.
No, but I wasn't allowed. I was asked questions by the rest of the audience.
No, he wasn't asking you questions. He was taunting you from afar.
No, I
There's
answered.
A big difference.
Was that rhetorical? Don't answer that.
It was retontical is what it was.
I'm taking the 3.5 in Jacksonville, but I love the under here. Windy under. As Dylan Godet would tell us.
When are we bringing Dylan back?
He's coming on my show a week from Friday.
I don't care about your show.
When's he coming
back on the podcast? We did talk to Jeff Picaro the other day about being on the podcast. He's in.
Oh, yeah, we did at the Christmas parade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come you guys never tell me anything?
We're telling you right now.
We got to wait for it to come to fruition before.
Picaro is a big fan. He was at the.
He's a big fan of yours?
Yes.
He did not mention you at all at the Christmas parade.
What about the Stucky guy?
He saw me at the we got to get in touch with him. The 3 of us need to go down here to the Stagger Inn.
Yeah. The Action Network guy, Stucky.
I've been trying to get in touch with him.
He's great.
He is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But he might
not want anything to do with this.
Might be a little low rent for him. But Picaro saw me speak over at the Rotary Club and came up to me after the speech.
Okay,
like, that's
great.
Really-
Next game.
See, every time I try to brag about something or try to, pump myself up, here comes Dylan. Nope. Next game. Oh, we got to move on.
You have surgery tomorrow?
I was going to say, I am curious. In your book, do you have a chapter on the surgery tomorrow?
Good one, Beer Man.
That's not a good one.
That's a good one.
That's not a good one. When I'm out cold tomorrow and could be facing death, I hope you two could look at each other with a straight face. Picoro likes me.
Got it.
Get him on the show.
Duly noted.
I'm sure he, in his heart, he wanted to mention me, but you guys aren't on
next game.
He did say something about your foot. He said he was really concerned.
Matthew Stafford and the LA Rams are 7-point underdogs in Baltimore to Lamar Jackson of the Ravens. Total is 40. Could we have a windy under here?
I knew you would come to me first. This is in Baltimore.
In Baltimore.
To see who Baltimore was playing last week.
Weather's going
to
be bad.
They were on a bye, weren't they? Give me the Ravens.
Lamar owns the NFC. And
yes, they do.
And
yes,
Baltimore has won 5 of the last 6 games between these two teams, and it's not been close. None of the. I mean, I think maybe one of those games has been by 3 points or so. So yeah, I'm taking the Ravens, and I might even do one of those alternate spread lines where I take Baltimore minus 10,
ooh,
or 9, or 11. You know what I mean?
I like your thought.
I think Baltimore is going to run over them.
In the last 20 years, a team off a bye does very well. Favorites off a bye hit 56% of the time in the last 20 years. But this year, they're 2-6-1 against the spread. That means everything's changing, right? No, give me the 20 years. I'm going to lay the points. I'm going to stick with you guys. Give me the Ravens. Lay the points.
He's giving a touchdown.
Giving a touchdown, and I'm going under the total. Big under the total.
You know, when we sent it over to you, you could have said, right again, boys.
No, I'll never say that. Wrong again.
What a jerk.
He's a jerk.
Next game. Shut up, beer man. What?
He's got your number this week.
Jared Goff. Yeah, he does. I gotta go under the knife and get a personality transplant.
You said something about Jared Goff.
Jared Goff and the Lions. Justin Fields and the Bears.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you heard me. Lions, 3-point favorites, total 43.5. Beer man.
You know, when they played 3 weeks ago, Chicago had their number.
Harkening back?
Yes. We should have won that game. I think the Bears are pissed off. Yes, we. I own a jersey.
He did that last week, too.
I'm a we.
It's always we.
They didn't even play last week. They were on a bye.
Our.
In the last 20 years, people coming off a bye do great.
In the last 20 years, we have been very mediocre. Oh, are you done?
That's fine. And unfortunately, I agree.
I'm taking Detroit in this game. I don't really have a whole lot of explanations or
rationale. I'm taking Chicago the rest of the
year. I know you are. I know you are. It's Chicago. Why would you not take we? Give me the Lions. I just think they're the much better team. The weather's going to be bad. It is going to be hard to throw in this game, and Justin Fields is obviously much better with his legs than Goff. But I just feel like Detroit's going to manhandle him this time.
Right again, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the Lions, laying the 3. We have a reverse line move and an unpopular favorite. That's the ones we like. We don't like the popular dogs. We like the unpopular favorites. Give me the Lions, laying the 3 here. Next game. We don't know who the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints will be this week, but he will be facing the very short Bryce Young in Carolina. Saints? Even without the quarterback, is 5.5-point favorite over Carolina, 37.5 total. Dylan.
It's two teams. Divisional battle. I feel like maybe Carolina wins this game. Jameis Winston is supposed to be the starting quarterback from what I saw. Now, that could have changed. But
Not official yet, but it looks like he might be. But
New Orleans had some red zone success last week, finally. But that don't mean crap. I just feel like Carolina might win this game. I think they're still trying hard. And Bryce Young came out in the media last week and said he's really tired of losing, that they're really striving for the win. So give me Carolina and a few points. And again, the under.
There's far too many times this year that we were like, I think this is Carolina's week. I'm kind of off Carolina. They are what they are. Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba.
The bubblegum magnet.
Hubbard?
He had a...
It's Chuba.
What?
Chuba Hubbard.
I don't care. It's Chuba Hubbard. He's the bubblegum magnet.
Yeah.
He had a good week, but they don't have anybody to throw to. And
Yeah, they do. Adam Thielen and Jonathan Mingo.
No.
Musheen Muhammad, Wesley Walls.
Musheen Muhammad is back in the league? Yeah. Good for him.
Steve Smith.
Steve Smith Sr.
Oh. Now, if Steve Smith was on that team, I might buy into Carolina.
Ray Carruth.
I'm going... He's in the, what is the penal league
he
from
has
the
been
longest
released,
yard?
By the way.
Has he really?
He was in jail, I think, 18, 19 years. He's out now.
How old am I?
I know. That happened in the 90s, dude.
That's crazy. Anyway, give me New Orleans in this game.
Who'd you take?
I took Carolina.
You took Carolina.
Oh.
And sorry, it might Brad. Even sprinkle a little on the money line.
Pizza on the money line with Carolina. Oh, do you say? Huh? No? I hate this game with a passion. So when in doubt, take Carolina, the points. I don't like the total here either. Of all the games this week, even though it's a divisional game, I don't like this one at all.
What is the total?
Total is 37.5.
Yeah, go under. Go under.
That's a definite only because they're playing the Saints. They don't know who the quarterback is, and the Panthers suck. So, yeah, good luck if you're betting this game. I might probably won't be with you. Next game. Let's go down to the ATL. Desmond Ridder, a 1.5-point home favorite against Baker Mayfield and the Bucs. 39.5 total, Beer Man.
You know what? I did not know this. I was talking about the quarterbacks that were at Kentucky Universities. Desmond Ridder went to a high school in Louisville. I did not know that.
I didn't either.
I don't care.
It just kind of fascinated me.
Are you okay, Beer
yeah,
Man?
Are you nervous? Are you nervous again?
Started to go one direction, and then I thought, you know what? I don't like that direction. Where's this game at?
You're just
Tampa
making
Bay?
This up, aren't you?
Atlanta is hosting Tampa.
This is the first time I'm seeing these games.
Once again, this show.
Oh, yeah, we're in the ATL, so I'm going to go with the ATL and lay a point
and
a half.
That's square thinking. Just take the home team.
Yeah.
Did you read the book? You didn't read the book, did you?
Which book is this?
He bought the book.
That's right. You have a book.
Yeah, I do have a book. At Amazon.
Have I mentioned
Barnes
I have
Noble,
a CD?
And at Joseph Beth Bookstore.
You should let me do an audio version of your book. Can you imagine? Wow, that's just a
can
fun.
Can you give me a 2-sentence example?
No,
of you
but,
reading
no, but,
my book.
But I'll, next week I'm coming prepared with an example.
Please do. I will make a note of that. Dylan, book example. Book.
Okay, division battle between Tampa Bay and Atlanta.
You don't really think you're going to be alive next week, do you?
Something to live for. Let's just let him have this
that's
moment. The last 10 games between these two teams have been settled by 2 or 3 points. Atlanta's good at home. I'm taking Atlanta. Tampa Bay, am I wrong? But they seem like they get worse every week. Just it's the Baker Mayfield thing. He starts off looking good, just like he did last year when he went to L.A., and then he just starts kind of tapering off a little bit. So, yep, give me the Falcs. Falcon Terrier. Falcon.
You know, that's when they dubbed over the movie Die Hard. Well, what's the catchphrase in that?
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon. That's how they dubbed it. It's really yippee-ki-yay MF-er. We all know that. But in the TV version, it's Mr. Falcon. So just a little knowledge that nobody
great story.
To know.
Compelling.
I'm taking the Bucs here as the division road dog. I'm not a big fan of either side. I don't like this game much either. So division games I'm not a big fan of this week, but I'll take Tampa the points. Next game. Let's go to Cincinnati. Jake Browning and the Bengals are alive. They're still alive. Gardner Minshew and the Colts are coming to town. Colts are now only a 1-point favorite, total 44. Dylan.
What was the line? Colts are a 1-point favorite now. Is that what you're saying?
Colts are a 1-point favorite as of right now. They have been, let's see, on the 3rd, they were 2.5-point favorites. And then after the game Monday night, they dropped down to 1.5, now 1. So the Sharps are coming in on the Bengals here.
Yeah, it's a tough game to kind of predict. The Bengals are home, and they haven't been home in maybe a little over 2 weeks. So, they just found another gear and shocked the football world on Monday night. It's short rest. They have 2 weeks in a row of short rest, and these are all must-win games now. But their schedule does lighten up a lot. Not that Indianapolis is a chump team. They're certainly a good team, but Gardner Minshew can be beaten. Indianapolis has been better playing Cincinnati, has won the majority of the games between these two teams. It feels like Jake Browning found himself and found some confidence, and that they're in the locker room just exploded. I don't want to take Cincinnati, but I think I'm going to. Give me Cincy.
Compelling and rich, Spearman.
So the Bengals had the victory. As you know, I had $10 down on the Bengals to win the Super Bowl. They offered me 25 cents to cash out last week.
How much is it now?
You thought with the win that would go up at least a couple cents. Nope, still at 25 cents. So if DraftKings doesn't have faith in the Bengals of moving forward, neither do I. I'm going to take the Colts right here.
If I gave you a quarter, would you give me the bet?
Yeah.
If I said, here's
a quarter. I'm not taking this quarter here. I'm letting it ride, baby.
I'll give you 50 cents. How about that?
That's too rich for my blood.
But if they win this week, it's probably going to go up to like $17.
What if DraftKings?
$17?
What if DraftKings sent you to the game and said, whore our name out for the rest of your life?
Done.
Why don't you go back to your home game on Whore Island?
Why would I want to go to a Bengals-Colts game?
I'm going
to
punch you in the ovaries.
Right for the baby maker. I'm taking the Bengals here. Give me the Bengals.
Oh.
Jake Browning, he's got it. Love the under here. Windy under possibility.
Ooh.
Like the under more than anything. But, yeah, I'll take the Bengals here. I kind of like that one.
I know that they played the Jacksonville defense, and they're not very good. But you think about what the Bengals gave them. Cincinnati had an interception in the end zone that went into the hands of the Jacksonville player, the kid, Washington kid.
Zay Jones.
No, it was Parker Washington.
Oh.
And the kid actually holds on to the ball and catches it for the touchdown, which was debatable. And then they had the Bengals did the trick play with Tyler Boyd, which backfired on them. And so Jacksonville got two very easy 7-point scores in that game. You know, Cincinnati was far and away the better at halftime. I just thought, wow, Cincinnati's going to win this game. Just think that maybe, I don't know, we'll see what happens.
It was the emotional boost.
Mm.
Next game, the Zach Wilson era is back.
Mm.
Oh, thank God.
The Jets are 3.5-point home dogs to rookie of the year lock C.J. Stroud of the Texans. Total, 33. Beerman.
So, out of curiosity, I was looking at the futures. C.J. Stroud right now is plus 20,000, which means if you put a $50 bet on him to win Rookie of the Year, you would win $50.02.
Oh, minus 20,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What did I say?
I want some of that action.
My bad. But, yeah, $50.02 on your $50 wager.
That's a bridge jumper type bet, yes.
This game is in New York. You know, there's just too much drama going on in New York right now. I think Zach Wilson comes out with as much as he's got, which apparently is not a lot. But I'm going to take the Jets right here, and I've probably rode this bandwagon for far too long. But, yeah, give me the Jets in this one. I think Houston is riding a little too high. They need to be knocked down.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
George Benson.
Broadway Joe.
Good job, buddy. Top 10, 1978.
80.
Was it 80? Hmm? We'll get our
crack staff.
Crack team to dig that up and give you that
crack
stamp.
Just say no to crack here, man.
Say no.
Just say no to crack.
Okay. I didn't know it was that easy.
Well.
And say no to Zach. But I'm with Beer Man on this one. I'm taking the Jets and the points. That's a low total. I wouldn't expect to. I still feel like it might go over, though. I feel like that might be one of the potential games where the defense for the Jets have just been exhausted trying to keep the team in every game this year.
Do you think Saleh is safe, or do you think he's coaching for his job? You don't?
I don't think he is safe. I think all these people that Aaron Rodgers brought in that wasn't named Aaron Rodgers, they have done nothing.
Well, that has nothing to do, in my opinion, with Saleh. That's the GM and allowing Aaron Rodgers to dictate.
Well, this whole Zach Wilson debacle might go down as his thing too, because he doesn't even want to play. Of course, they talked him into it, but I mean, he didn't even want to play when they wanted to. Okay, Tim Boyle guy is terrible.
How would you feel if they were like, all right, we're going with Zach. All right, we're benching Zach. All right, we're going with Zach. And we're benching Zach. Eventually, you got to be. Look, I'm not your future quarterback.
Well, then he should try to get his dollars up. Because he's got another – Sam Darnold got the same treatment. He's still floating around the league right now. Yeah. So, yeah, he's still
– Zach will be on another team, I guess, next year. I can't imagine.
I can't imagine another team.
But apparently Rodgers loves the kid.
Yeah, because he's not going to be any competition.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to be competition.
I don't
Rodgers
think
right
that
now.
That's the reason why, though.
Did you ever see the Peyton Manning? Did you ever see his backup quarterbacks? They were bums. Yeah, but he loved him because there was never any doubt that he was going to be the starting quarterback, even in an injury situation.
Even if you're sitting there going, okay, you got Peyton Manning, you got Jay Cutler, you're not coming off Peyton Manning.
How do you think Joe Montana felt when he had Steve Young sitting behind him?
Well, how do you think Brett Favre felt when he had Aaron Rodgers sitting beside him?
Maybe that was one of the reasons they played so well.
You know his career's over, but toward the end of the career, if you're a smart team, you should have that situation.
Listen, Nathan Peterman had another team waiting for him the next year after he had those.
That was Gruden. Gruden signed Nathan Peterman.
Was it Gruden?
What? Took $1 million. Yeah. Yes. Gave him $1 million.
If Nathan Peterman can get a job the next year after some of the miserable starts he put on the field, then Zach Wilson will have a home next.
Zach will get another shot.
He will.
Man, I don't know. If I'm a general manager, I don't touch him.
You're not bringing him in as your starter.
No, why would you? Let's say your starter gets hurt. I got to turn to Zach Wilson. What does that do to the locker room? Oh, shit.
You know what? Look at the league right now with the Aiden O'Connells and the C.J. Beathards, and
I'd rather have those guys than this guy.
Zach Wilson is going to have somebody that can work with quarterbacks is going to give him a shot.
I'm taking the Jets, Brad.
I'm taking the Jets. I hate it, but I'm taking the Jets.
Right.
By the way, I'll go to my grave saying Steve Young was better than Joe Montana. That's another story.
Well, you're going to your – anything else you want to say before tomorrow? Before you
– Isn't this funny? This is great, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It's giggly and wiggly.
Woo!
And
Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Woo! Dennis will go to his grave saying Britney Spears is better than Taylor Swift.
You watch your mouth.
I'll say Kate Bush is better than both of them.
4 o'clock games. Brock Purdy and the Niners. Favorite for the MVP now, Brock Purdy. 10.5-point favorites against Seattle in Geno Smith. 46.5 is your total, Dylan.
Wow. San Francisco's won the last four. That's all I got on this game. I mean, another division game where maybe Seattle shows up, but they certainly haven't shown a lot of showing up lately. I'm not sure what's wrong with the Seahawks because they – typically, even when the talent has been down on the team the last couple of years, they've still shown up and played some strong football. I think they show up in this one. I'm taking Seattle. I don't like it at all. And I know the line was 13.5. Now it's 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I would have gotten that number earlier. But give me Seattle.
Last time they played, San Francisco was a 7-point favorite. They covered that quite easily. But this is the second time they've seen them this year, and it is an divisional game. I'm with you. I'm going to take Seattle just because they're somewhat familiar with each other. I did put a little money on Christian McCaffrey as the MVP just because the odds were pretty decent.
What were the odds? That's okay. If you got to look it up, don't worry. Brad, who you got?
Why?
Plus 1,600.
For MVP?
For MVP.
Yeah. Or Offensive Player of the Year?
No, MVP.
Okay. Because McCaffrey's got a lot better shot at Offensive Player of the Year than he does.
I want to say he was the favorite for Offensive Player
really?
Of the Year. Yeah. Mm.
There you go.
But I just – to me, this would be a good year to not have a quarterback as the MVP because which quarterback stands out? But McCaffrey
Lamar
stands
Jackson.
Out.
C.J. Stroud.
But Lamar is not even – he's like the fourth choice right now.
If C.J. Stroud finishes really strong, he could win both rookie and MVP. But that's not likely, let's be honest.
I don't think they would give it to him because he's a rookie, if nothing else.
Nobody likes the Seahawks in this one. I'm taking the divisional road dog. And I'm also going under, divisional under here. I'm going to go under and – this is a good sharp play for me. Seahawks and under in this one. Let's go to the next game.
San Fran had the big emotional win last week over Philadelphia.
Yes, agreed. Josh Dobbs and the Vikings.
Lamar Jackson is the sixth choice for MVP right now. Brock number one, Jalen Hurts number two, Dak number three, actually tied with Jalen. Tua, Patrick Mahomes, and then Lamar.
For the offensive player?
No, most valuable player.
Okay.
Offensive player of the year right now, Tyreek Hill is your favorite.
Yes. Yeah. I knew there was somebody else.
Christian McCaffrey, number two, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown, and the also-rans.
You notice all those are receivers or running backs? and all the MVPs are quarterbacks?
Well, they've kind of made the comment that
yes,
MVP is mostly a quarterback.
That's what it is these days.
Yes.
But okay, Brad, go ahead. Next.
Eventually, time. There's going to be another, non-quarterback to win that.
Josh Dobbs and the Vikings are 3-point road favorites in Las Vegas at Aiden O'Connell. Total 40.5 here at Bierman.
What's the line? Sorry.
3. Vikings are 3-point favorites.
Minnesota is going to get right here. They got embarrassed last week. Or not, they didn't play last week. They got embarrassed 2 weeks ago by the Chicago Bears, coming off an embarrassing loss, coming off of a bye. I'm going to take Minnesota to cover that 3 points there. Just trying to stall.
Dennis is a jerk.
He had an important phone call I had to.
Yeah, I didn't do well picking basketball games last night, and he let me have it. And I'm not really happy with that.
Rightfully so.
I'm going to put
it in a headlock. We follow you probably too blindly with some of those picks.
Well, when you have a bad day, sometimes you have bad days.
I know.
When you go 1-5, yeah, that's a bad day. It's not good. They're not all 1-5, or else it's ramen noodles, and, I'm dying during foot surgery.
So let me see if I understand this correctly. When you lose, it's ramen noodles.
Yes.
When you win, it's pizza money. So
steak dinners. What are you talking about?
Your luxury meal, because you're always like, oh, a little pizza money.
No, that's the little, if you're betting a future MVP at 30-1, a little pizza money on that one.
Ah, gotcha.
A money line for a 7.5-point dog. A little pizza money on that one.
I thought that was your... From the best to the worst was pizza to ramen.
That's where you're hitting the steakhouse for the old New York Strip. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I just Dennis Dillon, I just like to voice my opinion on how much I just don't like the guy. I think he's a jerk. I think he has no couth whatsoever. I think in his former life he was a used car salesman wearing a plaid jacket with a polka dot tie.
I think he was an elf.
He's the size of an elf.
I know.
And his hairstyle? Yeah, I guess that's an elf hairstyle too.
Is it?
Bald. I don't know. With the see, he's not like me. He didn't give up the ghost. He's still trying to hang on. He's living he's living in the rearview mirror.
I don't think he's trying to hang on to that hair anymore.
Well, I don't know. He's the bald spot, you've still got the peninsula of the island, and then
You still got a little peninsula there.
Yeah, but I haven't shaved. I'm going to shave tonight because I'm going to die tomorrow.
You want to look good for your funeral?
I want to look good for the funeral. So when they,
you don't think they'll clean you up?
Miss Judy won't. They'll just say, she'll just tell them putting me in the ground.
Oh, what is she gonna do?
Oh, well, she's not going with me to this. Are you kidding me? And that's the reason I'm taking the Raiders at home over the Vikings. Dylan, you're up.
I like the Raiders, too, in this game. I know Justin Jefferson's back, but, the Raiders have been – I've bounced back and forth on Las Vegas all year. I hate the team. I'm not a fan. But I think that Josh Dobbs may have proved in his last game. Now, I know they're – well, both teams are coming off the bye. I know that Josh has been good for the most part. With these last couple of games against Denver and then who they play last week?
Chicago Bears before the bye.
My God, he looked awful in that game. So give me Las Vegas.
You think he's going to look that awful again? He was almost threw 6 interceptions.
Yeah, it was insane.
Yeah.
Next game.
So you're taking Vegas?
I'm taking Vegas.
Yes. I'm taking Vegas too.
I'm getting points.
Dog off a big loss the last game they played. 14-plus points. Next game, Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos going to L.A. to face the Chargers and Justin Herbert. Chargers, 2.5-point favorites, total 44, Dylan.
Yeah, this is another game where I like to where I'm going to sprinkle a little bit of money. Did you tell everyone last week about how I was – did you remind all of your listeners on your daily podcast about how Dead Air Dennis said to take the money line on Arizona over Pittsburgh?
I failed to mention that.
Maybe
kind of like how you guys fail to do anything for me, when I ask you to.
Maybe there's a reason why the surgery tomorrow is going to be a little more tricky than what you...
I'm going to wake up and I'm going to see you two clowns in there. You've beaten up the real doctors.
I'm going to be holding the scalpel.
Watch what I do to this guy's foot here, nurse yeah. Goodbody.
You anyway. Know the last thing he's going to hear? Paging Dr. Kevorkian.
Yeah. Yeah, those
would you please pick a team here?
Taking Denver, just like Las Vegas. I'm putting some money on the money line.
Pizza money on the money line.
Yep. Las Vegas Raiders, Denver, and Carolina this week.
Beer Man, that means your turn next.
Somebody put together a montage of the passes that Justin Herbert threw last week that were perfect throws and just botched by wide receivers. I don't think that happens again. I'm going to take the Chargers here.
You don't think his throws are going to be perfect this week?
No, I don't think they're going to be. I mean, it was bad. So many that were just literally hit in the numbers that they didn't catch.
Kind of like me and you throwing ball.
Well, you and I always seem to catch. We got hands.
Herpes?
That's my pamphlet.
Oh, sorry.
That's
over to you, Brad.
You got your CD. He's got his book. I have my pamphlet. Herpes and you.
I thought it would read herpes and me.
Yeah, like, you know, your team, you and your team.
Me and my team.
Picture of you with your Bears.
I hate this game.
By the way, congratulations to all the Walter Payton Award nominees. Carry on.
It's too bad you don't hate life because it's, you know.
Give me the Broncos as road dogs,
but
I don't like it very much. But I will take the divisional under here, under the 44. So let's go to the next game.
Oh, very in-depth.
Well, I'm trying to hurry up because you guys are talking about everything except what we should be talking about.
Two Monday night games.
Sunday night football comes next after this game, Buffalo at Kansas City.
Yeah, another game where we get to watch Kansas City Swifties.
Buffalo, a 1.5-point road dog. Big total, 48.5 here, Bear Man.
Kansas City, my favorite bet of the week. Sorry, I thought we were hurrying.
Why is it your favorite bet of the week, Bear Man?
I don't need to explain myself.
It's going to keep that a mystery. Going to keep that behind shrouds.
Kansas City is better.
There's a great line in a U2 song called So Cruel where Bono says, I'm only hanging on to watch you go down. I feel like that. I feel that way every Sunday when I see that the Kansas City Chiefs are on primetime again. And I think, I'm only watching these games to watch Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes go down. That's right. I said it. And I'm not afraid of saying it. So maybe this will be my lucky week. Fingers crossed. If somebody's going to get injured, why can't it be one of those two?
Speaking of injuries, you look at Kansas City. The AFC was uber powerful with all these strong quarterbacks going to the AFC.
True that.
And now you look, and it's like Jacksonville quarterback hurt, Cincinnati quarterback hurt.
Cleveland.
Cleveland quarterback Pittsburgh. Hurt. They're not that good. Well, the Chargers may not even make the playoffs. You know, it's coming down to a three-person race, which is Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes in the AFC. I think Kansas City has a shot, in essence, of knocking Josh Allen even out of the playoffs right here. And basically, it's going to come down to an AFC championship game with Baltimore and Kansas City for a shot at the Super Bowl. That's why it's my best bet of the week. Is that what you wanted to hear?
Yeah, that's great.
Mahomes at home after a loss. Andy Reid at home after a loss. I'll take Kansas City.
So you're both taking Kansas City?
Yes.
Wrong again! Give me the Buffalo Bills!
I hope you're right.
Oh. Is Taylor Swift going to be there?
Who cares?
I am so over this.
She's the Time Magazine Person of the Year.
Did you see the other nominees? That's when I looked at it.
I said,
you know what? This is the dumbest thing ever.
It really was the dumbest thing.
And I'm not even going to.
Who are the other nominees?
I'm not dignifying that in a public forum. I'll tell you off. It's the dumbest thing ever.
It really is. I saw the other nominees, and it's ridiculous that Taylor Swift was chosen over some of literally.
In fairness, nobody's been more popular this year. That's fine.
I get it.
But
she's had a pretty good year.
Who cares?
Why do you guys want to make fun of Alan Cutler like that? I really don't know.
The pendulum is about to swing in the other way on Taylor Swift. I'm not a fan of the pendulum swinging in the other way, but she's about to get nickel-backed, and I hope she's ready for it.
I was thinking Tiger Woods.
Whatever.
Sunday Night Football.
We've already talked about it.
Jalen Hurts of the Eagles.
Oh.
This is Sunday night.
Okay.
Against Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott. Dallas, a 3.5-point home favorite. 52 total. That's big, Dylan.
A lot of bad games this weekend, but there are a handful of good ones, and this will be another one. We're going to find out if Jalen Hurts is injured or not in this game. I feel like Dallas is the pick in this game, And I don't have a whole lot to back it up other than the fact that I just think that they're firing really well on all cylinders right now. Even Tony Pollard in the run game has picked up a little bit in the last few weeks. They are – where's this game being played?
It's Dallas.
In Dallas. That's what I was thinking. Okay. Yeah, I'm taking Dallas.
I know earlier in the year when Philadelphia and Dallas played, I said I'm taking Philadelphia because the game's in Philadelphia. That later in the year when they play in Dallas, I will take Dallas, and I'm sticking with that. Dallas plays great at home. The only thing that scares me is their coach is out this week.
On a scale
week.
Of 10, how much does it scare you?
3. McCarthy has got to have surgery on his appendix.
So not his foot?
Not going to be around. No, it's not.
He's not going to be around much longer.
It's not a life-threatening
either.
Surgery.
He's not going to be around much longer either. Well, we can have two funerals for the same price. I'll let him know about our comrade.
You know, Dallas could tie up the division right here. Give me the Cowboys.
We took the Cowboys?
Yep.
Wrong again! Eagles, my favorite bet of the week. Give me 3.5 of the Eagles. Love them in this spot. Coming off that San Francisco game.
Yeah, you think they were overlooking San Francisco?
No, I don't. No. But I just think San Francisco was that good. There's a reason why San Francisco was a 3-point favorite in that game last week. And Dallas is a 3-point favorite just at home this week. Yeah, I think this is a good spot for the Eagles.
I like what you're thinking, and normally I would agree with it, but I don't think you're right this week, so it'll be interesting to see.
Well, here's the thing. Last week he took Philadelphia over San Francisco, and it was one of his best bets of the week.
Okay.
I also...
He's not going to be around for any of this anyway.
I also sent a text to a few people, including you two losers, that I was taking San Francisco on against the spread last week.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you texted us your will and testimony.
Oh, that's... You both have already got it.
As far as my Christmas gift goes, will I still get that even if you're not around?
Next game, Monday Night Football. It's a doubleheader. Will Levi's and the Titans are 13.5 point road dogs in Miami and Tua. Total here, 46.5, beer man.
13.5?
13.5. I didn't stutter, did I?
That is not the number that I had.
So is Derrick Henry out?
I don't know.
Officially?
No, he's out of concussion protocol already.
Is he?
So he should be good to go.
They just don't care anymore. Used to, quarterbacks, if they got a concussion, they were mandatory one game. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, just go ahead and pay. Go back and play. Right. We don't care anymore. Yeah.
But the fact that this game is in Miami, I'm not scared. I'm not nervous.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Right now, the Dolphins control their own destiny as to the number one seed. So, yeah, give me Miami in this game. Even laying all those points.
I can't. I don't think I can. I like Miami at home a lot. I know what they've done to some other teams. I just don't know if they're going to. I mean, Mike Vrabel is a good coach.
They are beating up on the weak teams. Beating up on them.
Are the Titans really that weak, though? I mean, I know that they've not been good this year.
Third worst team in the league, I think.
Did you see Will Levis's play last week when he threw an interception or a fumble or whatever that was, and he got it himself? What a cut of a jib that guy's got.
What a maroon.
What a guy. That's the kind of guy.
Give me Tennessee and 13 points.
Do you remember who Brett Favre's first completion was to?
It was in Atlanta, so it would have had to have been.
That little girl that was in the stands that day.
Andre Rison?
Brett Favre's first completion.
Oh, to himself.
Was to himself. Brett Favre.
Yes. Yeah. Now I remember. Yes. That was Buckhead Brett. We saw him literally every night we went to Buckhead in 1991.
Yeah, that's right.
Buckhead Brett. I'm taking the Titans at the points mainly because I'm not going to lay 13.5 with anybody. So, yeah. Good spot to take
Miami
it
Miami was a 9.5 point favorite last week. Both of you all said best bet of the week, Washington. I took Miami.
Next game.
I won $22 on that game. I bet $100 on my MyBookie account, so it's still going strong. I took it on the money line.
You ever notice when you say something, nobody interrupts you when you're bragging on yourself? But when I start bragging on myself, next game, we got to shut up, Brad. We got to move on. Oh,
I have interesting things to say.
D did it again.
Green Bay Packers and Jordan Love going to New York to play the Giants. Danny DeVito, Packers 6.5 point favorite. Total 36.5, Dylan.
Free Jersey Mike's for everybody who comes into the game, courtesy of Danny DeVito. Apparently, Tommy DeVito, what was the story I heard about him?
He lives at home with his mom.
That he was just, that like before he was called up, that he was hanging out, you know, he used to always go to certain places and hang out, and that he would wear a gold chain that said, that had TD on it for Tommy DeVito and touchdown. So it's just compelling and rich.
What's that cricket doing in here? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What's the game? What's the line again?
6.5.
6.5, 36.5 total.
Oh, I think I'll take Green Bay.
I don't like the fact that Green Bay.
No. I take that back. Sorry, I just
mark it off your list, beer man. I just he said has changed his mind.
I just said that to interrupt you.
Money laid is money played. Are we?
I'm taking New York. Give me the.
I agree with that sentiment, though, beer man. Give me the card laid's card played.
Oh boy.
All right, New York Giants. I don't like the fact that Green Bay had the late game. It was somewhat of a
how much do you not like
emotional
that?
Game.
A scale of 1 to 10.
3.
The I'm Giants, thinking of a number.
The Giants had a bye. Give me the Giants in this game. They're just well rested.
Both you guys took the Giants?
Wrong again.
Did you take the Giants? Now, who did you officially take?
I took the Giants.
You took the Giants?
If you would pay attention.
You should listen to this show. It's pretty good.
That's the first time you've ever said that one.
It's been a couple of weeks, though.
Uh-huh. God, I wanted to take the Giants here, but crap, you both. Give me the Giants anyway.
Woo.
Unpopular home dog here. I do like the total maybe go under. It's going to be a little windy. Maybe. There we go, folks. That is our best bets in week 14. Do we have best bets?
Well, hang tight. We all took Baltimore. We all took the Jets. We all took Seattle. We all took the Giants. So there you go.
There's four losses, folks. There's so go to the other 12 games plays. And find some winners among those. Do we have best bets? Anyone?
I'll have some.
Do you have any right now?
Oh, right away.
Would you like me to go first?
Would you like us to assign someone to butter your muffin? Excuse me? What?
I'm just thinking of Benny Hill music. Go ahead and sing it.
Can't keep doing it with that look on your face. But I felt compelled to do it one last time for you before.
Last time? That's going to be when I'm walking into the pearly gates tomorrow. That's going to be the music I hear.
St. Peter and Benny Hill there to greet you in.
Oh, that would be a good
welcoming
committee.
Do we really think Benny Hill made it?
You're gosh
think
darn
he
right.
Made it?
You're gosh darn right.
Oh.
The joy that he...
You know, he did bring a lot of teenage boys a lot
yes.
of joy.
Yes, he did.
And a lot of 50-something-year-old men.
All right, we are ready for your best breaths, best bets.
Brad.
With bated breath. That's what I was trying to say.
Best breasts? I have moves.
We are men ready for
moves.
Your best breaths.
Yes, I understand that. All right, my best bets. Give me the Steelers.
You're going to keep me off of the news because I have breasts? Because I have exquisite breasts?
You done?
That's just an Anchorman quote, man. I thought we were cool.
No, are you done with it, though?
I'm done.
I wish I had it.
I love it.
I love lamp.
Are you done?
Carpet. Are you just looking at things and saying you love it? I love lamp. Steelers, best bet. Tampa Bay, best bet. Detroit, stick that, cram that in your cram hole there. LaFleur, beer man. I'm taking Detroit as the best bet. Give me the Las Vegas Raiders. Stick that in your cram hole over there, Dylan. Give me the Raiders as the best bet. Division dog, give me the Seattle Seahawks as a best bet. And my final side best bet is the Philadelphia Eagles getting points on Sunday Night Football. Take those to the desert and FanDuel. Promo code Brad1300 and smoke them.
Brad finished 6-6-1 last week.
Now, why
week?
Did you have to say that at this time?
Not fair. It's not
your
cool.
Timing is terrible.
Not cool. Not on his next to last day, on his penultimate day of life.
Death Eve. Baltimore, one of my best bets. I'm taking the Colts. Sorry, buddies. I'm taking Minnesota. I'm riversiding you
Wrong.
On that Vegas bet. I'm taking Kansas City as one of my best bets. And I'm taking Dallas, riversiding you
Wrong.
Once again.
Dead Air Dennis, best bets. Detroit Lions, Carolina Panthers.
God, I hate you both.
The Baltimore Ravens, the Las Vegas Raiders, Denver Broncos, and the New York Giants. I just called that one in. The more I thought about it, the more I loved it.
That's marked off on that list down there, isn't
it? And I'm sprinkling money on the money line for the
pizza money
for the wins on Carolina and Las Vegas and Denver.
Sprinkle?
Yeah.
All right, for my $50 10-team parlay, I am taking.
Oh yeah.
I'm riding. Go ahead. The look on your face for a split second. He's really paying attention. No, he's not.
I would have been 9-3-1. I would have been really close on a 10-team parlay.
We need to open our own little like Lexington, Kentucky sports app, and then have you guys on there like doing parlays. You know, with your big faces like waving to the crowd. And, you know, have anyway.
Okay.
Farting shots. Do we have any farting shots? Because Lord knows you guys smell like you do.
Good luck in your survey. Was it a survey? Are you doing a survey tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to Family Feud.
Okay.
And I'm going to participate.
I know you said something about something survey.
Top 100 answers on the board.
Richard Dawson and Steve Harvey. Yeah, they'll be there. Richard Dawson.
Sirloin. Was it sirloin that you were talking? No.
Sirloin of beef. Sir Milk of Magnesia.
Oh, wait. It was a surgery that you. Oh, that's right. You're having your pinky removed.
No, that's Ronnie Lott had his pinky removed. Mm.
That was like a knife.
Good luck with your surgery tomorrow.
Something like that. Well, did we ever talk about that story?
It was like, cut it off.
We talked about it once.
Yeah, 81 playoffs, right before they played Dallas. He was like, you need to have, you can either have surgery on your finger and
not play
against the Dallas Cowboys NFC Championship game, or we can cut it off and you can play. Cut it off.
That's a man, beer man.
Yeah. I would have probably done the same thing.
Beer
you
boy.
You would not.
You.
If I was an NFL player and it was a matter of whether or not I got to play
I wouldn't have done that.
Championship game?
I wouldn't have done that in 1,000 years.
Beer man, I can't let you do middays in Classic Cafe tomorrow.
What happened?
Well, you tripped. You tripped on your way up the steps. I don't know if you don't remember this, but it's gangrene, and it's real. And we're going to have to take your foot off. Or you could just miss your show tomorrow.
I'll take Brad's foot. He's not going to need it after tomorrow. Even like all dinged up.
Come in on crutches, all wrapped up with a nub, and then bring in Brad's foot and say, here it is.
And it's going to have one autograph on it that says Miss Judy.
You like that?
No, we don't like that. What we like is when you guys get it crammed up your cram hole by my picks this week. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, considering that hasn't happened once this year, my cram hole is cram free right now.
And we got to do so. Either this show has to be canceled next year, or we got to start doing this at a different time and date.
How have we not been canceled?
You know what? We have the same people that listen over and over again.
And I want to thank those people.
And I say they love us.
I think they enjoy some of the fun.
You know, we do have listeners.
Yeah.
It's not like we're just talking to ourselves, which it feels like sometimes. But people actually listen to this show. There you go. Hunter Herbst Helmsley over here spitting on himself before he walks down the aisle. All right, any more farting shots?
No, that's it. Thank you all so much for listening, and have a great weekend. Week 14 in the NFL, a lot of bad weather, so remember that when it comes to the unders. And just enjoy the hell out of C.J. Beathard versus Joe Flacco and all these great quarterbacks.
So you're finally with me on the windy unders?
I've always been with you on windy unders.
Oh, you have? Really?
But I'm telling you the weather is going to be worse than just the wind. There's going to be some really bad weather.
Just like I texted, when did we ever question you on the windy unders?
When did we ever question the wind?
Well, I mean, you guys make fun of everything I say. Last 20 years! Shut up! Next game! Yeah, that's kind of the way it goes. So,
are you not the one that's always going, wrong again, you idiots?
Yeah, but that's true.
Is it?
Yeah. And I quote the boss.
Is it?
Don't go to the book. Don't go to that book.
And when it comes to the wind and windy weather, I quote the boss.
So until the next time, as always.
Wendy, let me in. I want to be your friend. I want to guard your dreams and visions.
Have you all come up with any new catchphrases, by the way?
Just wrap your hands around these velvet ribs and strap your hands across. Wrap your arms around these velvet ribs and strap your hands across my engine.
This will all be edited out.
Why? This is
because
gold.
It's ridiculous.
It's beautiful.
What are you talking about?
Have you ever written anything in your life?
No.
Let's rephrase that. Written anything worth a damn?
Until the next time, as always.
Hey, buddies.
That's better than whatever you're going to say otherwise.
Keep rocking.
Oh, my God.
May the winners be yours.
Get my kicks. Dead Air Dennis Brian Himes.
Go ahead, hear me.
What?